The pasuk says, "Zayis haTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'il," and the Gemara Masech the Brachas Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us, "Ain Divrei Torah Meskaimin." Divrei Torah cannot have an existence. El B'mish Shememus Atzmei Aleihem. Somebody who's ready to give up his life. The Pashup Shat is that Torah requires Mesiras Nefesh in order to succeed in learning, in order to succeed in following the Derech Hashem. One has to be able to give up his life and everything else to succeed. However, Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler has a very deep insight. He says, Torah doesn't require ask of us. Hashem does not ask of us to give up our lives for the observance of Torah and for the learning of Torah. On the contrary, we find that pikuach nefesh, we have to do everything to preserve our lives in order to learn Torah. What is meant, mish memes atzmai? So he says that the focus in this phrase is on the word atzmai. When one wants to succeed in learning, when one wants to succeed in avodas Hashem, what he needs to take out of the equation is the atzmai. He needs to take out of the equation himself and be focused on the goal and be focused on the objective of Torah. Mi shememus atzmai aleha. If you take out yourself, you take out your own desires, you take out what's in it for me, but would you think what's in it for Hashem, you think what does Hashem want of us, then Torah miskayemus, Torah could succeed. And the Chazon Ish in a letter, in the Kibbutz Igros Chelek Aleph, Omid Gimel, explains that when Chazal teach us, Ein haTorah miskayemus el b'mi shememus atzma aleho, he says, actually, what's being asked of us is not Misa. Death is not what is being asked of us. What's being asked of us is just the opposite. What's being asked of us is Chayim, is life. Because one needs to understand, explains the Chazon Ish in that letter, that what is the definition of real life and what is the definition of death? Death, he says, means living an empty life. And Chayim means living a fruitful life, a positive of life. Meaning She'ememus Atzmei Aleho recognizes that all the other things that we are busy with actually represent Misa, represent death, because death means nothingness. And Chayim means life of meaning. And when one recognizes what true life is all about, when one recognizes what we are here for, then Mamus, he's pushed away all of the other parts and is left with true Chaim. And this concept, the Cheshev Sofer and his Sefer Gvilei Eish, is also really demonstrated with the first words of our parasha. The Torah says, V'yichu alecha para aduma. Zois chukas ha-Torah, V'yichu alecha para aduma. And he asks, if the halacha is here to teach us, if the Torah is here to teach us, the halachas, the rules of the Parah Aduma, should not have the pasuk have said, Zois chukas ha-Parah. What does the Torah say, Zois chukas ha-Torah? It should have said, Zois chukas ha-Parah. He answers, because the Parah and the Parah Aduma becomes the paradigm for the way we're supposed to approach Torah. We know that the Parah Aduma, we really don't understand what is the reasoning and what is the Parah Aduma all about. As the Pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Amarti ech kamavi rechoyke mimenu. I thought I would be able to understand, but it's not possible for a person to really understand what the mitzvah Parah Aduma really represents. Zois chukas ha-Torah. Just like we don't understand what the Parah Aduma really is all about, but we do it because we know that we have a purpose in being here. And our purpose of being here is to follow the Dvar Hashem no matter what. That is what is our purpose in life. When a person lives that way, recognizing that our goal is not to understand the why, but our goal is to understand the what. what does Hashem want from us, and that is our purpose in this world, then we have achieved from understanding the message of the Parah Aduma, Zois Chukas HaTorah, what is the way we're supposed to approach Torah. And perhaps this lesson is also demonstrated later in the parasha. The parasha discusses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, Yan lam lo himantem bi lagdisheni, you didn't have the proper emuna in me, and instead of speaking to the stone, you hit the stone, and therefore, you won't have the schus, you won't have the privilege of bringing and leading Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is Aaron being punished? I indeed did the wrong thing, but Aaron HaKohen didn't do anything wrong. And we find that Aaron HaKohen doesn't say anything. Aaron doesn't complain. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Mekal ha-nitbal o'ivrei aveira ka'ivrei aveira. Somebody who connects himself to somebody who does something wrong, even though they themselves did not actually do anything wrong, it's considered as if they did something wrong. And that's why the pasuk says, V'yoyim HaShem al Moshe, Yosef Aaron al Shemarayisim pi l'mei meriva. Aaron passed away because he participated in this story with the water, even though he really wasn't a very active participant. What do we see from here? And the Medrash continues to say that Adam HaRishon was already shown how Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron will not be the ones to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And Adam HaRishon was already shown that even Aaron did not take an active part. He was connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. What do we see from here? As the Medrash says, Hanitma lo'ivrei aveira ka'ivrei aveira. But we know that Mida Toiva merubim Mida Pronius. The Sefer Aryal explains that if when it comes to punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows a certain path, certainly when it comes to doing good, Mida Toiva, rewarding somebody, is merubim Mida Pronius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quicker to offer us reward. And therefore, certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to offer somebody who connects himself to those who do what the Torah requires of us. Even if it is an individual who doesn't necessarily understand what he's doing and why he's doing it. But he's doing it because he connects himself to the Ovdei Hashem, to those that do what Hashem asks of us, without any question. With being Zois Chukas HaTorah, accepting whatever the Torah says, whether we understand it or whether we don't. Certainly, such individuals will be Zoicha, will be privileged to have much schar, much reward. And that is what the Torah means to teach us here. If Aaron HaKohen, the great Aaron HaKohen, whose life was a life of Torah and mitzvahs, whose life was a life, a model of how one should live, because he connected himself to somebody who did something wrong, he suffered. Certainly those who connect themselves to those who do what's right, whether they understand or don't understand, they do what's right because that's what they're supposed to do, will be zoicha to incredible schar, both in this world and the world to come.